Wayfair's big sale is returning. Get ready for Way Day. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. From October 26th through 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So mark your calendar and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
That damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today in Creighton, Bill?
He just texted me, said, move on. Garth's here.
Okay.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to push it back to tomorrow.
We got Garth here.
Okay.
Yes.
Move on.
Oh, hang on. Yes. Bruce getting down here, apparently. Yes.
Shindy, though, listens to the show.
He listens to the show, and he said, listen, he goes, they have a big event. Well, he goes, I'll just bump it back to next Wednesday. We got Garth coming in. This is SEC.
The Associate Commissioner.
Well, on that note, we are now joined by Garth Glisman, the SEC Associate Commissioner. Garth, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Lots to get from the SEC. Everyone talks about Indiana and the Big Ten and Kurt Cignetti. Are we giving Vanderbilt enough praise, Garth, about what they've done this year?
Good question.
With Clark Lee, top 10 team in the country.
You're starting off with the hard-hitting question.
I am. Off the bat.
That's what we do here, Garth.
But get right into it, Garth.
Well, you walked me right into a chance to pump up the SEC. So Vanderbilt, one of five SEC teams ranked in the top 10.
Oh, God. And oh, wow, that's a flex. You threw that one at us right away.
That's a flex. But I think Vanderbilt's emergence is a sign that college football is starting to look a lot more like the NFL. There's more parity. More teams have opportunities to compete for the playoff on an annual basis. One or two losses won't sink the season. If not this season, soon I think we'll see a three-loss team from the SEC or the Big Ten make the playoff. That may happen with some regularity going forward, particularly if the playoff expands. Vanderbilt specifically gets a lot of publicity because they're not a team that college football fans are accustomed to seeing in the top 10. You could say the same about Indiana, but that of course is a byproduct of major structural changes that have happened in college athletics in recent years. Coach Bush, I think back to the 2019 LSU team that you coached, ran the table in dominant fashion, won the national championship. I don't think we're going to see too many more teams like that given those structural changes, namely the transfer portal and NIL, which have evened out the distribution of talent and allow programs to reload from one year to the next in a way that wasn't possible back when kids had to sit out a year if they transferred.
We got to reintroduce Garth. Garth's from Waverly, right? Garth
Waverly.
Played
His
for
whole family's from Pender.
The whole family's from Pender. Pender. This is Garth Glisman. He played for Nebraska. He coached high school ball in the state of Nebraska. Now you're working for the SEC. What is your role during the football season? What is your role with the SEC this time of year?
Well, when I left the NBA league office, one of the things that I was excited to do was to have the opportunity to wear multiple hats. Mm-hmm. You can do that in college sports more so than pro sports. That's consistent with how I grew up. how many, you know, how so many kids in my generation grew up would play a different sport every season. So I was hired by Commissioner Sankey to lead SEC men's basketball. And my first year on the job, that's basically all that I did.
Mm.
And in my, you know, I've been on the job about 26 months now. So in the last 12 to 14 months, I've taken on some additional responsibilities. When I was at the NBA league office, I spent about the last 6 years I was there overseeing the NBA's injury reporting policy. So when I came to the SEC, Commissioner Sankey asked me to design an availability reporting policy. It's availability reporting in college athletics, not injury reporting, because college student athletes retain health privacy rights that pro athletes waive via their collective bargaining agreement. So last year in the SEC, we implemented the most robust availability slash injury reporting policy in college football.
Mm-hmm.
I know that your listeners get accustomed to seeing those availability reports that Nebraska issues for the Big Ten office
mm-hmm.
2 hours before every game. We designed a different system in the SEC based on my roots in pro sports. Our system more closely resembles what you'd see in college athletics. And so starting last year, we designed a system where we start reporting on the Wednesday night before every SEC game.
Ooh.
And we report on Wednesday night with daily updates Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Okay.
And when I designed, you know, when I was a part of designing that process, it was, an opportunity for me to kind of see how some of the political sausage is made, so to speak, in college athletics. And that was a very different way of thinking in college athletics because, as you know, historically coaches have held that information close to the vest for competitive reasons. But year one of that policy went really well in the SEC, so much so that in the offseason I had the opportunity to work directly with the college football playoff, and the college football playoff beginning this season has implemented an SEC-style availability reporting policy. So for the first time this year, the college football playoff will mandate availability reporting, and you'll see them reporting on a cadence just like the SEC. So in the college football playoff, the games are played on different days of the week, but just assuming a Saturday game for the sake of comparison, you'll see reports that start on Wednesday with daily updates through Saturday. So a big part of my responsibility in football season is to oversee all SEC availability reporting. And just like that helped me learn the NBA, because you understand how teams are managing their rosters and how rosters evolve throughout the course of the season, and understanding the day-to-day mechanics of an organization. The same is true for SEC football. So that's a big part of my responsibility during football season. I also get out and we have an SEC staff member at every SEC conference game. So I've been out to see Texas A&M, Ole Miss, LSU, Texas. I've seen Florida twice. I'll be at Tennessee, Kentucky this week. Later in the season, I'll be at Missouri, Oklahoma. So I'm embracing the opportunity to wear multiple hats. Men's basketball is still my baby. That's what I was hired to do. I don't want to, you know.
Had a national champion this year.
Keep my eye off the ball. I'm not going to, you know, take my eye off the ball there. But, again, there's so much of my job now at the SEC that kind of takes me back to my childhood and my love of college sports, and you play a different sport every season. And so I feel like I'm a kid again.
God dang.
Full transparency here, Garth, Bill Bush, on our show, and all of us were leading the pack. We just want more games. We want better games. And forever, we were a little bit critical of the SEC, even though as talented as they are, about being at 8 conference games. And then you had the ultimate flex. You went to 9 plus 1 power 4. I mean, do you just like fist bump Sankey when you're walking? When he came out of his office and he's coming down the hallway, did you just kind of fist bump him like, that's right, that's what I'm talking about? And that was an incredible flex, and wow, are we glad that the SEC did that when that starts next year.
Well, I couldn't get to him because our TV partners were just bear hugging him. They were so happy.
So Sankey was in a bear hug with some of the partners.
A full embrace.
Well, that's a great point. And I don't know that the casual fan necessarily understands the significance of that jump. So this year, the SEC, we play 8 conference games plus the 1 mandated power conference opponent. That was kind of lost in the narrative. And it's certainly not my intention. You guys, I grew up on a small farm 15 minutes from your studio. So it's not my intention to kind of come in and engage in conference partisan talking points this morning. But I do think that that part of the SEC policy was lost in the discussion, in that SEC teams were playing 9 power conference games in recent seasons, and it just so happened that 8 of them were SEC games, whereas the Big Ten, for example, 9 conference games, but no requirement on out-of-conference power conference opponents. So it was a significant jump for the SEC to go to 9 conference games, keep the requirements, have 1 power conference opponent out of conference, which really puts you at 10 of 12 games that fans absolutely want to see. And I'm with you, guys. I think that's a positive development for college athletics. It provides fans with more games that are of interest. And also I would note that, you know, the SEC's, and I joked about the TV deal, we're structuring our TV deal a little bit differently than Nebraska fans are probably accustomed to with the Big Ten. As you know, the Big Ten has multiple media partners. The SEC is different in that we have 1 media partner, and that's Disney, broadly speaking, which broadcasts our games on ABC, various ESPN channels, and the SEC network. So the benefit of that for the SEC this year has been that most Saturdays you see great SEC games on the 11 a.m. Central window, the mid-afternoon window, and the evening window. And that's led to incredible TV viewership for the SEC this year, best in the country by far, because fans across the country know you can kind of just park it on ABC and get great SEC action all throughout the day.
Joined by Garth Glissman, SEC Associate Commissioner. I want to lighten the mood a little bit. Just you are traveling to all these games. What is there a stadium that makes the biggest impression on your stadiums? I can't even imagine traveling each week to another SEC stadium.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm an SEC guy. What is there anything that makes a big impression on you? What's your favorite so far?
Well, just you know, not to be serious, but you know, I've been doing league office work for 10 years, and of course, we have to remain neutral in all respects.
Yeah, so I get it. Oh God, here we go.
one thing that is really special for me, Sip, is I grew up in the Big 8.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, you did.
And then I'm old enough to remember the transition from the Big 8 to the Big 12. So if you look at the modern-day SEC, you've got Oklahoma and Missouri from the old Big 8.
Right.
And then you've got Texas and Texas A&M.
Right.
Those are schools, and I didn't get to play much, but hardly got to play at all. But I was, you know, on the sideline, and I was a Big 12 student athlete. So when I am in my current job and I get to see some of those schools that I grew up watching, you know, when I was a kid in the Big 8 or later in the Big 12 and then was a Big 12 student athlete, you know, that has special meaning to me.
Yes.
And so on a personal level, I would say it's those schools formerly, and there's an appreciable number of them. I just mentioned four.
Right.
Four schools that, you know, I feel a you know, particular connection to just based on my personal history. And so those have special meaning. And I would say that across the SEC, and Coach Bush, you know this because you coached in the league, there's incredible traditions at all 16 SEC institutions. And it's part of what makes college athletics so unique is that everywhere you go has something special, but it's also a little bit unique.
Garth, Bill Bush, 93.7, The Ticket. I've never felt, I've been in every conference, it seems like. So I've never felt anything as powerful as the SEC when I went to LSU. And you know, we have that meeting every May with every newcomer comes and everyone flies in from all over the place. And Commissioner Sankey speaks, and it's powerful. When you walk out of there, it's like, oh, wow. Tell us, when you go to these games, are you going in the day before? Are you stopping by? Are you up in the office? Are you visiting with the athletic directors or with Kirby Smart? Or are you seeing these other coaches? Or are you there for a Friday walkthrough and then there just for the game? Or tell us kind of what your role is when you go there besides just, you know, being part of game day and seeing what's going on.
Well, given my role in the conference office, I typically like to get in on Friday and spend most of Friday with the basketball program and then the administration.
Wow.
Actually, when I was at the University of Florida this year for their game against Texas, I got invited to a dinner party on Friday night at the athletic director's house.
Oh, wow. Go into detail.
Scott Strickland.
Dinner party, and you know, there's a couple Heisman Trophy winners walking around. One, of course, the old head ball coach. And I, you know, I thought.
Time out. Garth, time out. You were at the AD's house for a cocktail party and meal and with Steve Spurrier.
With the visor.
Please go on. I'm sorry. Yeah, we're taken back.
As a kid, you know, obviously, you know, you think back to that 96 Fiesta Bowl, and that ended up in Nebraska's favor. But still, I feel like as a college football fan, you appreciate the personalities that make the sport so special. So when I'm, you know, at some random Friday night gathering and I look across the room and there's Steve Spurrier, you know, that hits a little different. I also learned that night when I was talking to Danny Werfel, a little fun fact.
Talking to Danny Werfel. Drop the name.
The story's getting better. Just keep talking.
You may know that there are two Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks from the SEC who briefly attended elementary school in Lincoln.
Whoa. Hang on a second.
And Coach Bush, you're kind of disqualified from answering this question because you coached one of them.
I know one of them, yes.
What are you talking about?
So two Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks from the SEC briefly attended elementary school in Lincoln, Nebraska, Joe Burrow, and the other, Danny Werfel.
Wow.
Whoa. What?
How's that?
What?
Has some intrigue given Danny's connection to Nebraska. His junior year, they lost the national championship game to Nebraska in the infamous Fiesta Bowl 62-24 win. But the next year, Florida won it all. And so Danny's dad was a pastor, Missouri Synod Lutheran pastor. That's how I grew up. I grew up in the Missouri Synod Lutheran Church in Lincoln, went to Faith Lutheran Church.
Okay.
And Danny attended Grace Lutheran Church for third grade. So these are the kind of things you learn when you're on the road. And, you know, SEC athletics means so much to every institution. So when you're on site, you really get to understand more about each community because every game is a big event. And whether it's former Heisman Trophy winners or, you know, a governor or famous alums, they all turn out. And so that's been a really special part of my job. And then on game day, I actually have it's kind of an interesting experience on game day. I actually ride to games in a very unique fashion. I ride to games with the referees and a police escort.
I don't know what to say.
What a life.
Life. You're riding with the referees in probably like an Escalade on the way to the game, Is there a conversation? I mean, is it kind of lighthearted, or is it kind of, hey, we got to watch those PIs out there today? Like what's
well,
going?
It's not, what? It's not an Escalade. It's a Sprinter van.
Okay,
that's fine.
That's fine.
We can imagine the
Mercedes Sprinter van.
It's pretty cool driving into an SEC stadium, and you know, by that point, right, you're not getting there like 5 hours before the game. You're getting there 2 hours before the game. So people are, you know, obviously have started to congregate, and you very much get a feel for the game day atmosphere. And so it gives an incredible perspective. And again, I just think back to my childhood. I grew up on a small farm, listening to Husker games and college sports on the radio. And so there is a certain pageantry to that. And there's a certain imagination that is required when you're a farm kid and you're listening to games on the radio.
Yes.
And so to go from a kid, you know, listening, it was Kent Favelka, who was the voice of the Huskers, you know, my earliest memories, to go from those memories and the imagination of what it would be like to be a part of a Saturday game day to, you know, now riding with the referees and being on the field pregame and during the game. I never lose sight of how, you know, fortunate I am. And frankly, that's just fuel to the fire and motivates me to bring everything I have and be the best I can every day in my job, because I recognize it's a privilege.
Garth, we know you have to go. One last thing. We are on your life as we go through this. It's a movie. We have Ben Affleck playing Kirk Cignetti in Hoosiers 2.
Yes.
And who do you think, any thoughts on who could play Garth Glissman? Because this is a movie.
Got to be tall.
It's got to be tall. We got to get a guy, because I can see you out there on listening to the radio on the tractor.
I think it could be Affleck.
Could be Affleck again. Yeah. Can we do both?
I think it could be Affleck.
Because this is a movie, Garth. And all of a sudden, like you said, you're plowing a field listening to Pavelka. You're doing some harvesting listening to Pavelka. And then now you're with the SEC, and now you're driving in a Sprinter van with the officials. I mean, who do you? Any thoughts also who might be able to play Garth in this? Because this is a movie.
It's too early to tell. And the reason I would say that is I mentioned being a farm kid, but another part of my identity that'll never change is that I'm a walk on, and I'm a grinder, and I'm going to keep pushing. I've got a lot to prove, and I got a long ways to go.
So, well, that's very kind. Really, you really don't, Garth. You can really retire tomorrow, and you still get a movie.
We got to let him go. Garth, hey,
thank you,
thanks
Garth.
For the stuff, Garth. We'll talk to you
that
soon.
That was incredible.
On the line. Thanks, Garth.
All right, thanks.
That's Garth Glissman, SEC Associate Commissioner of Men's Basketball, also very tied to football.
How long could that section have went?
We could have gone for
4 hours.
He was on a time constraint.
He's at a party with Werfel and Spurrier.
Spurrier. He's at
Strickland's house.
Scott Strickland's house, and they're probably having, like, shrimp cocktail. And he's talking, and then obviously he finds out that Werfel went to elementary school.
That alone freaks me out.
Went to elementary school. I knew Joe went to elementary school.
Do you know where Joe went?
Why do I not know that? Because I've talked to his teachers before.
Okay.
I have photos of
St. Mark. Someone says St. Mark's possibly. Is that right? Big B says St. Mark's for Jake.
Okay, so
Joe
I'd like to know that Joe went to St. Mark's, and I'd like to know where Werfel went. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
What they those guys, that freaks me out. That they were running around on a playground in Lincoln at some point in their life.
Heisman Trophy winners.
Right.
Yes. I mean, Heisman Trophy winners.
Crazy. That's sort of a part of Lincoln lore, like a weird little slice, you know, that Lincoln
It'll
can
be in
say.
The movie. It'll all be in the movie.
Anyone out there that maybe taught Danny Werfel back in the day or Joe
I'd
Burrow.
I'd like to know that.
Chime in. It's your time to shine.
I'd like to know that.
Yes. I've talked to teachers, Burrow's teachers. I've never, this Werfel thing really threw me.
That's a slice of Lincoln that's very
this movie
unknown,
would be incredible.
Really.
Yeah. He's from Waverly. He's a farmer. Now
he did say Grace Lutheran for Joe.
Grace Lutheran. Yeah.
Grace Lutheran for Danny Werfel.
For Danny. Okay. Yeah. Grace Lutheran.
Yes.
That's where
teacher
he
school.
Went. I knew he went to.
Could we get a breaker to stop by Grace Lutheran today and just stop in into the office and find out when would give any third grade pictures of Werfel? If we can pull those up and see who was teaching.
How old is Werfel? Is he
40 something?
Okay.
Have to be
okay.
Right. Well, how old? Well, let's go back. That's how old's Tommy Frazier? Just Google that and whatever.
They're
the same age as. Is Tommy?
They were whipping around on some playground in Lincoln, at some point.
Danny Werfel is 51 years old.
Okay.
51. Okay,
dang. I love it. And Garth,
yeah.
What a story! What a story!
Again, it's kind of a flex, but he wasn't flexing. But it was like our reporting system's probably a little bit better because that's what the college football playoffs are using.
Did you? I did not know that. You probably did. I didn't know that. That the SEC, their injury report actually began on Wednesdays. Big Ten, it's 2 hours before kickoff. Yeah. Everybody scrambles to see what it is, and it's usually not even accurate. But the SEC is more robust, he said. Yes. It is much more robust, more like the
He took it right from the NBA. Yeah. Took it right from the NBA, managing rosters, everything.
He just casually said, I came from the NBA as a
casually,
associate commissioner. What a ride Garth has
lived a life.
Yes, he
has. He's got a long ways
he
to go.
He meets with the basketball program of every place he goes.
That was another thing.
On Fridays, he goes, so he says he's going to the whatever Tennessee game or whatever. He's meeting with the Tennessee staff.
Rick Barnes.
Rick Barnes is going to sit down for several hours of SEC discussions.
What a dude. What a dude.
Think of the rooms that he's sitting there talking
100,
to.
100, Bill. I mean, it's amazing. I mean,
you've seen Mellencamp. So
he's
you're
going to talk to Calipari.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
That'd be fun, wouldn't it? Hey, yeah. I'll be there. I'll get in town about 11. I'll be over to the arena about noon.
Yeah.
Okay. And guess what? Those guys, it's not like, well, we're kind of busy.
No.
No,
the associate commissioner's here from the SEC.
See, and he's going to meet with you.
Yeah.
And everyone's going to be in the room.
Yep.
We crystal clear on that?
Yep.
Yes.
When we come back, Bill's Thrills is next.
Early
break on the ticket.